tell us about Cat and tell us about The Swish.
Oh, okay. That's very kind of you to ask. So Kat is my heroine, and she's 14, and she's having a slightly tough time at her home. Her mum and dad are a bit broke, not through their own fault. You know, life is just a bit tough these days. Mm-hmm. It's quite hard to keep a roof over your head. And she's got two little twin sisters who are constantly jumping on her and causing connections. And she's feeling, I think, probably a little bit overlooked and a bit stressed and anxious. And she's a bit bullied at school because she's, you know, she's the poor kid at school. She can't get the cool labels and the flash clothes and all the rest of it. But rather than sort of moping in her room, what she does in her room is she sews, because she's inherited her gran's sewing machine. Her gran, when she was younger, used to run a bridal shop, used to make bridal dresses. So her gran's always sewn, and she's taught Kat how to sew, and she's given her sewing machine. And so Kat, with the bit of money that she does have, goes to charity shops or recycles old pillowcases or old curtains or anything mm-hmm. she can get her hands on. Well, she's busy sewing away and dreaming of being a fashion designer, but then things crunch time hits because the school prom appears, the winter prom, and all the other girls have got nice flash dresses to wear, and of course Kat's parents can't afford to get her a dress. So, and then it's further compounded by the fact that not only is it turning up to the ball, there's going to be a catwalk competition. So everyone who turns up in their finery gets to walk up and down the catwalk, and the best outfit, boy or girl, wins 500 quid. So Kat's mates are saying, you know, you should go for it, but she's scared to try. Yep. But then things come to a head because her parents' boiler breaks down, and to get a new boiler is going to cost a few hundred quid, which they just don't have. So Kat thinks, well, hang on, I have a chance here. I could make the money to get my family's house heated again, or you know, so I've got to give it a go.
Yep.
So she gives it a go, and then I don't want to give anything too much away, but the thrust of the novel is how does she get on? Does she pull it off? And also, she also then, of course, has a boy that she fancies. And how do things go with that? Mm. And so there's a little bit of romance, because you've got to have a bit of romance.
It's all there.
It's all about a girl trying for something. Because I think it's good for kids to try for stuff. I think it's too easy to be scared to try to stuff because you're scared of failing, which I totally sympathise with.
Right.
I suffer from that myself. Ah. I think kids have got to get used to working hard and trying for stuff, and they might fall flat, but they'll just sort of get up and try again.
Dust themselves off and go again. Exactly. So what sort of age group are you sort of aiming the book at, would you say, in general terms?
It's called Clean Teen, so there's nothing to worry about. You know, it's all good, clean, healthy stuff.
Yes.
And I think it depends on sort of the age, the reading age, I suppose. But I think kids from about 10 to about 15 could enjoy it.
Right.
My youngest daughter started reading when she was 10.
Excellent.
And
okay.
I think it was about the 15 and enjoy it.
So now the book is having sort of a bit of a special edition launch initially, and then a wider launch, you tell me, then in March. So just tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to sort of link it up to sort of a slightly wider thing. So I think, I mean, obviously I'd love people to read the book and enjoy it, because I think it's quite fun.
Yes.
But I'd also love to try and persuade teenagers to get into this whole sewing and thrifting thing, because I think thrifting is great fun. I mean, even if you can't sew, just going to charity shops and seeing what they've got and getting a bargain and doing a bit of slow fashion rather than the fast fashion thing, which I think is not good for the planet. So I've got a website where you can sign up and get ideas for thrifting and sewing tips and all mm-hmm. the rest of it. Because I think lots of, and I've been running workshops in schools, and I'm running I did last year, and this year I'm running Christmas stalls at Christmas fairs. And quite often the feedback I get from the kids I chat to and their parents is that the kids would like to try thrifting and sewing, but they're just a bit daunted. They think they can't sew, and it puts them off trying. And actually it's very simple. So that's why I've got a website showing you a few easy tricks and just to get you started. And I think more and more kids are very keen on this sort of sustainable fashion. And I think just even if you're a bit daunted by the sewing, just going to charity shops, there's so much fun. It's like going on a treasure hunt each time.
Isn't it?
It's so much cheaper and it's so much fun. And more and more young people are going to charity shops, you know, and trying it out, because I mean, it's crazy. When I talk to, you know, schools, I sort of try and put it in terms that the kids will get. So for example, I think it's the equivalent of 70,000 elephants. Imagine 70,000 elephants walking past the school window. That's how much textile waste goes to landfill every year just in the UK.
Wow.
So that's how many clothes are thrown away. 70,000 elephants.
That is remarkable.
And in the same way, if the other thing I tell them is, if to make a T-shirt from cotton, the water needed to make a T-shirt is the equivalent water that an adult would drink for 2.5 years. So an adult drinking water for 2.5 years is what it takes to make one T-shirt.
That is frightening. Frightening.
So, yeah, it's And then my last little fact, which I turn out, is that the pollution caused by the fashion industry is worse than all the pollution created by the shipping industry and the aeronautical industry. So all the planes and all the ships the world churning out all the black smoke are still doing less damage than the fashion industry.
Oh, Tasha,
it's all quite a good cause.
Well, yeah, it is, absolutely. And you probably depressed a lot of people as well telling us
No, but you needn't be depressed because you can. So that's the other thing, you see. A lot of the planet's problems are quite depressing. We can feel a bit overwhelmed. You think, what can I do to help? But with fashion, it's so easy. You just go down your charity shop and you buy a pair of secondhand jeans or swap with your mates. You have a swap.
Well, true
it's
enough.
Swishing.
No.
Actually, funny enough.
So,
and you just swap clothes.
So we need to tell people that the name of the site is theswish.co.uk.
That's the one, yeah. So go and have a look, see what you think. And I'd love feedback, actually. People go on it and have ideas of what they would like to see or how they'd like me to do things differently or what they'd like to see more of. I'd love to hear, because it's all about, I'd like to get people sharing what they've made and sharing what their ideas and saying, oh, hey, have you tried doing this with jeans? Have you just cut off the bottoms and added a bit of tape here? They look amazing, or sew on a motif. It's so easy to do. All that sort of, I think swapping ideas as well as swapping clothes. Let's start a movement.
But it is very much all about sustainability and being creative. And obviously, as you said, getting teenagers hooked on this whole idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it is about being creative. Yeah, and it's also about feeling that you can just look like you're, creating your own identity. You know what I mean? Rather than you're not always having to chase what the next thing is.
Yeah,
and if your body shape doesn't fit, if the new style in skinny jeans is not for you, it doesn't matter because you're busy making gypsy skirts by the dozen up in your bedroom.
Right.
Who cares about skinny jeans?
Well, enough said.
I think it's good for teenagers to try and enjoy being different and unique.
Well, amen to that, absolutely. So we were saying that the book itself, The Swish, is going to be published next March in time for World Book Day, but there are some sort of special editions that are available
special
now.
Special early editions. So you can buy them if by goes through my website. There's a link there to them. Or you can go to Candy Jar Books and Google young adult books. It's in there.
So,
and we've got some select early copies.
Excellent. So what we should also then mention is that tashbell.org would be where to go to find out more actually about your good self and your writing then.
Yes, if you really want to know any more about me, who's not very exciting, that's where you could go for that too.
Oh, oh,
and also you can follow us. You can follow us on Insta. That's quite fun. So we've got an Insta page, which is the Swish List. Official. So that's the Swish List. Official, and that's lots of nice ideas. So lots of nice images of clothes you could try or thrifting you could try and that sort of thing. That's quite
so
nice.
where do you sort of feel that you want to actually take this whole project to eventually then, Tasha?
Well, yes, I did say global.
Absolutely,
and they'll look back and say it started here, Kerry.
Right.
They'll say it started on Come On In.
Well,
and,
there you are.
They'll have a plaque up.
That would be nice.
No. It doesn't have to go anywhere. I just want to perhaps get, kids thinking that they can do this for themselves. And I'd like them to get them reading the book. I want to write a series, hopefully, following Kat's adventures as she, perhaps does inch towards being a designer.
Mm-hmm.
But, kids have to find their own way in life. But the more they read and the more they create, I think the happier they'll be.
Well,
so
I think,
if I can any small way help with that.
I think that's true. And I mean, I think that whole general point, isn't it? If we all just do our own little bit for the planet, bit by bit, then we are going to make a difference.
Yeah, and I do think that is the case. I mean, already, just if you think a few years ago, if somebody started wanging on about slow fashion, they'd have been laughed out of, the shops. Whereas now it's very cool now, sustainable fashion. All the articles and magazines are about it, and it's a badge of honour. And all the chain shops are having to sort of show off their sustainable credentials, or they're scared people will stop shopping there. So I think it can make a difference.
Yeah.
And it's a fun way to try and make a difference. And let's give it a go.
So
we've got the one planet.
Yeah, so
nice one.
from the writing perspective now, clearly you've got the bit between your teeth. And as you've just mentioned, you see potentially a series of books for Kat and her adventures.
Yeah, the next one, I want her to run a pop-up shop. So funnily enough, I'm helping, I'm setting up a Swish stall at our local Salisbury Pride have just started a venue on Friday. So I'm going to have a Swish pop-up shop up there to see how the pop-up shops work, because like, that's interesting. That's another thing that I think is an interesting area to talk about, the way that high streets now are crumbling a bit because rents are so high.
Yes, yes.
Independent shops find it very hard to make a living, you know, and I think that's a shame too, that town centres, well, the town centres have to change, obviously, but it would be nice if they could change in a way that again helps young people. And is,
yeah, I, know, I mean, it almost seems as though everything goes round in circles, doesn't it, eventually?
Yeah.
But I mean, you do begin to wonder whether we are getting to a stage where we are going to be relying more on our local communities again,
we
did 100 years ago.
Yeah, no, I think that's nice. So I think if the high street has to be perhaps less shops and more community things, that's okay. But I think the community is really important. I think, you know, COVID and lockdown showed us all that.
Oh, absolutely.
We were lucky. We live in we live just on the edge of Salisbury in a nice village, Bemerton. And it made huge difference in lockdown. Everyone just pulled together and you had company and community spirit and everyone's looking out for each other. And I'm sure that's been the experience of many people. In Wales, particularly, I mean, every Welsh person is completely lovely.
Thank you.
Welsh friends are my far the nicest of the bunch.
Well, that's very nice of you, yes, to say.
Very warm-hearted. I don't know. I just think we've got to give it a go.
We have. So now, how did the actual link with Candy Jar come about, given that you're in Salisbury?
Oh, that's a good one. So basically, I had this agent, very big, swanky agent, far too big and swanky for me, who suggested I write this book. And then having written the book, they went, oh, no, it's not for us. They said, we'll be cheering you on from the sidelines.
Oh, right. good for them. Yes, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Put that on a T-shirt. So then I thought, okay. So my husband, who's very supportive, said, go on, you know, just do it yourself, self-publish.
Yes.
So I sort of was looking around for people who might be able to help with that. And Candy Jar do self-publishing imprint. They do brilliantly.
Yes.
And so I was talking to them about that. But then they said, oh, actually, you know, having read your book, we really like it. So we'd like to get involved
to take it on.
That was my movie star moment.
Yes,
I ran in slow-mo.
Lovely.
Across the kitchen and went, yeah.
Fabulous. and again, everybody needs that moment, don't they? At one time or another.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got to try. I mean, I have failed more than anybody, and I will be doing a lot more failing to come. But you've got to give it a go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, it all sounds fascinating, and I think maybe it will give a lot of people food for thought about this whole question of, as we said, recycling, upcycling, making, you know,
and
swapping around and what have you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, food for thought, absolutely. But also, it is really fun. You know, if you swap clothes with your mates, you have a really fun evening.
Yeah.
And if you go thrifting, it is really fun. And you find things, and it's just, and you have that wonderful sense of satisfaction. You know, you found this incredible thing. It's only cost you £3.
Yeah,
and you feel like you're winning, and all the everybody else is being a bit like sheep and heading into the chain stores and coming out looking identical.
Yeah, and more, and also, as you say, you want to really be seen to be bucking the trend a bit, don't you? Really, and say, no, this is what I'm going to do because this is how I like to look, and I want to have my own style. And I mean, that's not always easy to find, is it?
No, I think it's I think kids should get a bit more punk. Let's be a bit more punky.
Wow.
And you know, let's tattoo our clothes perhaps rather than tattoo ourselves. So I think let's get creative with our clothes.
Now there's an idea, isn't it, really? Because I've always thought people have got far too many tattoos at the moment, but that's probably my age, you know, showing their tash.
The thing is, when you're young, you want to be able to try stuff out without sort of being permanently scarred in any way. That's what I always say to my kids. Try stuff out, but try not to be permanently damaged by what you're doing.
Clothes
is a great way of doing that. Fashion is a great way to try stuff out, and to, you know, fashion. We've all got our fashion disasters. We can swap notes about and roll our eyes. And it's funny because it hasn't in any way harmed you or anybody else. And I think fashion should be fun, and it shouldn't hurt the planet. It shouldn't hurt you.
Nope.
And you know, and if you put your finger occasionally with your needle and thread,
that's
the worst of it.
Natasha, our time is pretty much up because we need to go to the local news now at 10:30. But thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much to me. It's really kind of you.
Good. I hope we maybe will get the chance to chat in person one day, maybe when you're down in Cardiff.
Yeah, I'll come back in March. I'll come back in March and tell you how it's going.
You can come back. You certainly can. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Take care, Kerry.
Lovely.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.